I dictation for Tony Tomlinson, T-O-N-I-T-O-M-L-I-N-S-O-N. Tony Tomlinson, date of service is 12-9-2000. Date of birth is 12-26-1973. Patient presents for a follow-up evaluation today. Allegedly, she has moderate to severe pain located in the area of the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10. Lower back pain is 10, neck pain is 8. There is a shooting pain and radiation of pain to the left arm posteriorly involving second, third, and fourth fingers, and also the left buttock and left upper thigh up to the knee. Overall, the pains are between 8 to 10. Right buttock is also reported to be affected with pins and needles and radiculopathy. 70% relief is reported by the patient when she receives all the pain medications. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review. And additional issues. Substance abuse and compliance histories. Physical examination, blood pressure 96 over 70, pulse 78, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit dated 11-19-2025. Patient is provided with Norco 7.5 milligram 2 times a day, every 12 hours for 30 days. Xanax 0.5 milligram at night was provided, 30 tablets. Lidocaine gel 4%. Fortran gel 5%. Mass were reviewed, labs were reviewed, new labs have been obtained. The patient is in compliance so far. She'll be seen in 15 days' time. We discussed the MRIs on the patient, which shows facet joint involvement as well as a disc involvement from L3, L4, which is bulging, L4, L5, which is bulging, and L5, S1, anterior recesses with a disc herniation beside facet hypertrophy. Patient will require 3 to 4 injections to the epidural and two sets of injections to the facet joint bilaterally at these levels. Cervical spine also has a facet joint involvement. The area of C23, C34, C45, C56, C67, for which separate injections are advised bilaterally due to the severe osteophyte formation and neuroformin narrowing. These we are sending for authorization to the insurance company, and we'll go from there. Thank you.